Hi, I'm Zach Anner. Where the hell have I been? This is Workout Wednesday, the workout show that teaches you how to be patient when I don't make these for 3 months. I've made a lot of videos on YouTube, and this one is my 100th video. So to thank you, I wanted to talk about milestones. Should be a walk in the park, because we're in the park. Here's what you need. Workout headband, workout shorts, workout shirt, workout shoes, workout socks, workout bounce house in the bathroom, workout locker room when you were a small boy. Let's do this. I am the one who worked out. So the first thing you want to do is get out of your wheelchair and into your walker. Now, if you don't have a walker, it probably means you can actually walk. So you're already ahead of the game. I haven't used this since I was about 10 years old. How the hell did I stand up before? I'm gonna fall over. You just make sure that your Josh tape is nearby. All right, so the next thing you need to do is make sure you have a pedometer to track your progress. But I don't have one of those fancy watches, so we're just gonna duct tape my smartphone to my chest so you guys can know that I'm not cheating. That I'm really going that fast. Just kind of Iron Man it, Josh. And please press the start button. Swipe up. What did you do?
I pressed the secretize button.
I can't see.
Now I gotta sign in.
Hold on, no, where are you? No, go, up. Swipe to the snow. Wrong. Synchronize? I've never heard of that. Brad! All right, now we are up and moving. Milestones are important. Because they remind us that no matter how far we've come, we will never convert to the metric system. Kilometer stones just sound stupid, and nobody wants to sing, and I would walk 804.6 kilometers. You may not be able to walk a mile in someone else's shoes, but you can walk a mile in your own and be proud of it. And they don't have to be some Manolo Blahnik or some other fancy Sex in the City shoe. God, I'm glad that show's over. Makes you feel so insecure about shoes. And I would walk 1/12 of a mile and be exhausted. You don't have to have a huge milestone like being the first man to walk on the moon. They've already got a guy that does that, and he's dead. Maybe your milestone is not being dead. It's important to appreciate the little things, like Peter Dinklage. His subtle nuances in Game of Thrones are what give Tyrion Lannister such a quiet dignity and depth. Plus, he's a dwarf. You know how hard it is to get a three-dimensional role as a dwarf? Trust me, I've tried. Your milestones don't have to be the same as everyone else's. High school diploma, college degree. I don't have any of those things, but I do have an honorary doctorate from the Disney College program. It's honorary because I didn't finish the program. Ow. Gonna make it. Your milestone could be getting your first job or crushing all the candy in Candy Crush. My milestone was not to play stupid apps on an iPad, though I am looking forward to getting an iPad. That'll be quite the milestone. Walk. Just a couple of people walking. Oh wait, I'm only one person. As soon as this is over, I'm never walking again! Even if there's a miracle cure! If you fix my legs, I'm keeping the chair! Maybe your milestone is that you had your first child, or finally out of debt, or just decided to finally go for it and steal that robe from the gym that Jennifer Connelly works out at. She can use some of her Rocketeer money to absorb the cost of robes for people who can't afford robes. And if she hasn't saved that money, then that's her problem. Why do I have to stand between tags, guys? That just doesn't seem fair. I'm getting a mosquito bite. Hope I don't get the West Nile virus or secretly get impregnated with a dinosaur. I saw Jurassic Park, Dino DNA, and every mosquito. It's never too late to get back on track. Just look at Lindsay Lohan. I mean, sure, she's not back to Mean Girls status, but she's got her own show on the Oprah Network, and once that happens, you're set for life! Remember, you can't spell miles without smile, so maybe you should start with that, because that makes the road ahead look so much brighter. Thanks for sticking with me for these 100 videos, and subscribe, and thanks for watching Workout Wednesday.
MoreLikeRadio.com It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty. Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
How does it stop? Okay, so this is obviously gonna take a little while to get a workout because that was too easy. We're gonna try it a different way because the walking, it was awesome, but you know, just sometimes you gotta change it up.
This is space.
He's on his knees now.
The thing that keeps killing me is how positive he is.
He has this like happy-go-lucky, you know, type look on his face. All like, hey.
He's like every personal trainer where he's like, that was totally awesome. We're going to do 3 more sets and it's going to rock.
All right, let's. There's still more. Let's finish playing it.
But, you know, just sometimes you got to change it up.
Now he's crawling on it.
It's going to be worse. What? What? What?
He's crawling on it.
What? Okay, bye.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you. It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave. How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio.
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really?
You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist, and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow.
But yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You were you stupid jerk. Dude.
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Hi, everyone. It is Tuesday, September 29th, 2015, here at MoreLikeRadio.com. You're listening to Joel, or not Joel, but you're listening to Dutch and Royce. All right, I'm really out of it.
He's on pain pills.
I'm on pain pills. I got hurt last week, so that's why you guys didn't see me. But I'm back. I'm sort of fixed. But I am Joel Dutch Van Wagenen here with Royce Lopez.
Hi.
Marie Lopez.
Hi.
Mitch Heil.
Hello, everyone.
Sherry Doll.
Hi.
And my girlfriend, Kelsey Thompson.
Ooh, first and last name. It's getting serious up in here.
Yeah, wow.
First time introduced.
She saved his life, so it's okay.
She saved my life.
I was on the scene.
Yeah, she was there, so it worked out great.
Yeah, I broke my collarbone. It hurts.
Mm-hmm. And not in a football play, mind you.
You do. Someone pulled in front of me, and I T-boned them kind of away.
So was
and
there
once like the, and the thing is like what I was the most concerned about is that everybody thought that maybe it was my fault because normally all traffic violations are my problem and my fault.
Right.
And this one wasn't my fault.
That she got the ticket.
No. Hey, look, this for the first time ever.
She got the ticket.
She got the ticket. She got the cop 100% that person's fault.
Time to sue.
I know. Well, you know how like you have those. I don't know which ones you guys have down there, but here we have those personal injury lawyer commercials.
Yeah, everyone has them.
We got this one guy who's called Frank Azar, the strong arm. chunk, and it has, oh, like, God, those arm are that the, comes in and punches the screen.
Yes, I know what you mean. Those are the corniest. Every town has them. And they are the fucking worst.
Oh, my God. They're the best commercials I've ever seen. There's that one, and then there's Heuser and Heuser.
Down here, it's more like,
call me. It's just that easy.
Down here, it's more a white guy going, your cure said two abogado.
Well, there's also the 411 pain.
Oh, yeah, 411 pain.
Okay, is that a personal injury?
They have they have a rap song now.
After 911, call 411.
It's actually pretty decent. I'll see if I can find it.
We have one here. His jingle is, when you need someone to listen, a lawyer you know and trust, Bradshaw and Bryant.
Oh, no.
Well, yes, which personal injury lawyer did you call, Dutch?
Probably one of my buddies.
Yeah, that'll be a lot easier than dealing with these tools.
Yeah. Well, here you go. Mean, I got a recommendation from one of my doctors, but
sorry, I didn't realize it was gonna have such hard bass. But this is the commercial.
No, this isn't the decent one.
Oh, this is a good one.
No, there's a radio one that's newer that's decent. No, this one's terrible.
See, because down
find
here,
the decent
porn
one
as fuck.
Down here, it's way more. Down here, it's way more. My neck, my back.
No,
one.
Not that one.
There's too many of them.
They didn't do a neck, my back.
No,
one,
why
did
would
they?
Dutch? Would you really think they would do that?
In an accident, your car or truck got hit. If you get in an accident, your car or truck got hit, just do it, do it, do it, do it. Call us now. Don't be lame. Call us now. 411 pain. Right now. Don't be lame. 1-800-411 pain. My neck, my back, my car just got smacked.
Now notice the music is a karaoke version.
Accident scene. Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN.
Now I've met the people that run 411 pain. They're located in South Florida, and it's just a dude who has a cell phone.
Is it this one? Hold on, I have to play.
Yeah,
it.
And then
who comes in? Joe is calling when he has an accident. Said
again to nope, that's not it.
No, that's not. But there's so many terrible ones. Anyway, Dutch, what happened with you? Are you alive?
Yeah. Well, what happened? I was just driving to work and
sober.
We were going. Yes, it was like 6:30 in the morning.
Right.
Well, yeah, whatever. We're on there, and I was going, and it was just an intersection where you have your left turn lane.
Right.
It was a green light for me, all the way, and I was going, and this person who was in like the other side waiting to turn left would be my right. They just turn in front of me. I keep describing it. It was almost like she wanted to get hit because she waited to the very last second to turn into me. Like, I didn't even have time to even hit my brake. That's how sudden it was.
How fast were you going again?
I don't know legally if I should say.
For 35.
Yes.
35. Okay,
I was going
cool.
35 because that's what the speed limit was on that road.
Perfect.
So.
That's perfect.
No cell phone, no nothing.
No.
But
he
anyways,
doesn't believe in cell phones.
I was on the cell phone. No. Everything I did was right, dude. It was fast enough to snap my collarbone because basically, I went and I literally had time to the distance it takes from to go from gas to brake. I barely had enough time to get to that before I just collided with this car. I flew forward and it snapped my collarbone. The seatbelt did.
Did it hit? Did it hit on your side or the passenger
side? I've been
side?
Saying it for years
right
that seatbelts kill more people than they save.
Well, I was saying that earlier. I was like, what if we were, because we were driving to the doctor's today. I'm like, what if we've gotten a wreck now and it snapped my other collarbone? Because I was in the eye.
Well, I know what happens. I'll explain to you what happens. I've seen the movie. You become a pitcher for the Cubs.
Because, okay.
And your arm becomes really tight, and then you could pitch, and then you say funky butt loving for some reason.
There you go. But no, yeah, airbags went off, smashed me. It was the first five. I guess I drifted in and out of consciousness because that's what, like, a good Samaritan ran up, like, right when it happened. And it hurt so much when it first happened because, like I said, the airbags went out, punched me in the chest, and I broke my collarbone. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And that's the only noise I could make
now,
for a good, like, 5 minutes, dude. Because it was like, when you get the wind knocked out of you? It was like that for pain. It, like, wouldn't go away.
It's really weird that Samaritans live in your neighborhood because that place was biblical times.
No,
it's not even around anymore.
Good Samaritan. It was, never mind.
Okay, no, I just thought a literal Samaritan was there. And that was weird.
I sympathize with your pain, but there's still no need to swear.
Oh God, I was cursing so bad when we actually because the ambulance guys got me. Well, first of all, okay, they wanted to like rip the door off. I'm like, no, I can stand. You don't need to rip the door off like the
shut up.
Guy's
he's delusional. There. Rip it off.
Take his pants off. He needs
quick.
It.
Cut his shirt off. Somebody kill him. It's fine.
No, that dude, they did that to me immediately. They're like, I hope you don't like the shirt. Zip, zip. And they just cut my shirt right off and put it like a neck collar on me and everything. I was just like, okay.
I would be like, can you take my pants off too?
I actually said that. I made a joke with that. I was like, please don't take my pants off. I don't think I need that. I'm fine. I said that in the ambulance on the way there. But
I'm not going to you if you want
to. So I was able to get me out of the car, put me down on the gurney thing. They have this new cool like space age. I don't even know if you guys have been on in an ambulance lately. But
luckily, no.
To me, no. Check it out. They have this new thing now where it's like this. It's like inflatable packing peanuts in a bag, so it stabilizes you
Dutch,
get on the thing.
Are you sure?
And it goes all around you. It envelops you like bubble wrap.
Are you sure you got picked up by an ambulance or a car full of circus clowns?
I don't know. It could have been both.
You got vacuums.
They're all wearing funny hats and bright colors.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the circus clowns.
Now, how many times did they...
What is that called? That little bag thing that you inflate and like it kind of like envelops you and like keeps you still?
That was in your mind. I don't know.
No, it happened. Okay, you don't...
I was an EMT 3 years
She's not a real nurse, according to the doctor we had earlier today. I have to tell you guys a story.
How many times...
This guy hated her so much.
How many times did the ambulance also crash and you fall out of the back of the ambulance and hit your head on something?
Because that always happens in the movies.
Yeah. Nah, none at all. But, like, they first got me, like... So I'm still like in shock and in pain and I couldn't stop cursing. I was just like, fuck, shit, God, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry for... And they were like, hey, do you want to go to Penrose, which was right down the road from where it was, Penrose Hospital, or Memorial Central, which is where Kelsey works. And I was like, I don't give a shit. Oh, go to Memorial Central. My girlfriend's working today. So they bring me down there. And then when they moved me off of the emergency or, you know, like the gurney off of the thing onto like the emergency table, I just kind of scream out. I go, you motherfuckers. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for cursing at you. I'm sorry. It was kind of embarrassing how much I was cursing, but it hurt. Oh, they couldn't even give me any painkillers because it was such a close distance from there to there. Right. So it was bad. And what actually was the worst was it was later, like maybe an hour later.
They finally took your pants off.
Yeah. No, they,
I did.
I hadn't eaten anything because I was on my way to work. I was going to pick up breakfast on the way, and they pumped me full of all these painkillers.
Oh, no. Oh, God, that's terrible.
Dude,
empty stomach?
I like, got white, and, like, I was sweating. It hurts so... It's like somebody was constantly punching me in the stomach.
Yeah, when you have... If you ever take especially really strong pain meds on an empty stomach, it rips. Even just, like, think of something as simple. If you ever taken a Tylenol on an empty stomach, it'll fuck you up a little bit. But when you're taking hardcore pain medication...
Dude, they're injecting me with, like, fentanyl and morphine and all this shit. So did the CAT scan. What else? Anything? I can't think of anything. I mean, just basically a clean break. So I didn't need to get surgery. We went to the orthopedic surgeon today, which was kind of weird that we had to wait a week out to actually go. But went
he's
there
old and only works one day a week.
Well, we went there and he immediately hated Kelsey. Because he knew that she was because this is like in a separate doctor's office. It's had nothing to do with like, you know, just like this old, he was just a grumpy jerk.
Yeah.
And he kept like shutting Kelsey down. She would say anything. He would give her like a one word answer. I'd ask something. He would give me a lengthy detailed thing. And he hated, I think he just hates nurses. You ever see those doctors that just hate their nurses?
And if
I didn't tell him I was a nurse though.
They know.
I think he sensed it. I think he knew.
They know.
They can tell because you're using terminology that no one who isn't a nurse would use.
But you know, Dutch, it's funny,
I don't know
man.
What it was,
it's
but.
Funny how fucking bed because funny bedside manner is. Because I actually went to for a checkup 2 days ago, yesterday. And I go over and because I haven't been to a doctor since we moved up here, so I was finding a primary care up here, and I find this Asian lady. And I'm like, oh, cool. So I go over there. You know, man, I don't know if it's just it's look. I don't know if it's stereotype is true, but Asian people
are not nice in restaurants, as doctors, as
they're
anything.
They're just not nice people.
I walked in and, you know, I go in and... And there's a med, first off, there was a med student there. The guy was actually really nice, really smart. He was the one asking me all the questions. She's one of those doctors who shows up for 2 minutes and leaves, and everyone else does the work, you know? Right. So I walk in, and I'm sitting there, and the first thing I say is, because I'm still overweight, but the first thing I always say, because you want to hear your fat comment from a doctor, go, listen, before anything, I've lost 120 pounds. I'm going down, not up. I understand I'm still overweight, but you should see what I was before. So I said, so just so you understand, I go, and we've cut sugar, blah, 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 blah. So the medical student's being really nice. He's like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, no, that's really good, man. He was really, really cool about it. Then the nurse walks in.
You're fat!
No, the doc, well, then the Asian lady walks in. Do you eat any junk food? I'm like, no, I just finished telling this guy that I don't eat junk food. I just finished telling him that I don't eat sugar anymore. And she's like, oh, okay, you lift weights? I'm like, yeah, I do. I started exercising because I wanted to lose weight. And she's like, oh, sometimes lifting weights is not good for you. It make your heart arteries hard. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I walked in for a checkup, lady. So then she goes to me. She goes, you have chest pain? I'm like, when I have an anxiety attack, I do. But no, I don't walk around with chest pain. No. And she's like, we give you EKG anyway. I'm like, an EKG? What's happening? So I'm freaking out, of course, because I have anxiety. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Because mind you, she hasn't done blood work or anything. She literally just looked at me. Like, she just looked at me.
You're fine. You need EKG.
Right. So she did an EKG, and it came back fine. The machine, you know, popped it out, and the med student, because the EKGs are pretty cool now. Like, as soon as they print out, even at the top, it says EKG good. Like, an idiot could read it. So right. It came out, and the
med... EKG good.
Yeah, it really did. The med student was like, oh, your EKG's fine. She walks in, and she goes, oh, but look at this line. I'm like, is it fine? Is it not? She's like, well, it is, but also this. I'm like, am I dying? And she's like, well, no. And then she looks at my blood pressure, and it was a little tiny bit high, but mostly because I'm nervous of doctors. And she was immediately like, I maybe put you on beta blocker. I'm like, can you hold on, lady? Can we calm down? I go, I can show you my blood
pressure. You're making me nervous.
I know. I'm like, my blood pressure is probably high because when you walked in, you screamed at me and said I need an EKG. Like, anybody's blood pressure would be through the roof if you walk in and the first thing you say is, oh, you fat, you die. I'm like, oh, my God. So, needless to say, I'm not going back to her, but...
So, what you're saying, fat shaming does exist.
No, it's not even...
He wasn't on tonight.
It wasn't even fat shaming. It was just literal, like...
Scaring.
Yeah, I'm like, what is this? Am I getting punked?
Yeah, Rush X is Asian or some cold-ass people. They really are, man.
Yeah,
they really don't give a fuck.
Exactly, Kelsey. Now I do have chest pain because I'm like, oh my God, dude, am I dying?
Oh, that reminded me. You're talking about your high blood pressure. Like, there was... there's like an alarm that goes off for like high blood pressure.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And it kept going off. And I looked around. I'm like, can somebody turn that alarm off? It's freaking me out. And they're like, you have high blood pressure. I'm like, I think it'll lower if you turn that unit.
Thank you. I told you were dying.
Well, it gets better because I walk in and when they took my pulse, rate was really high. Couple of reasons. I went right after the gym. I'm an idiot. I know I shouldn't have done that. But yeah. I went right after the gym. So I was running, and my pulse rate was high. And also, I have anxiety, so I'm nervous at doctors. So my pulse rate was high. But it was weird because I went from...
Send me the nervous doctor.
Yeah, I went from like talking to this med student. I was feeling good about myself. He was like, wow, you lost all that weight? Man, that's awesome, dude. That's got to be great for you. You must feel good.
He knows his boss, too. He probably overcompensates to get them down to a certain level because he knows that when that tornado comes in.
Exactly, because I was like, yeah, I'm feeling good. He's like, no, man, that's really good. You're doing great. And even still, my heart rate was high. And he goes, look, dude, don't worry about it. Anything under 100 is fine. Like, he told me just like that. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I feel better. And as soon as she walks in, you would have thought I fucking just came in with, I was literally dying. Like, she just was like, oh, you die. Oh, you don't look good. And the thing is, Marie pointed out a good point. Comparatively to her, everyone's humongous because she weighed 93 pounds, maybe 5'1". She was tiny.
Yeah.
She was little.
I asked
little.
Royce, I'm like, wait a minute, Royce. Was she an Asian doctor?
Yeah.
How skinny and small was she?
She was, dude,
did
tiny.
You look like a giant to her?
I must have looked like Gojira. Because when I walked in, like, it was very funny. And the thing is, you're right, Dutch. I didn't think about that. Everyone's compensating because everybody else at that place was really nice. The nurses, the front, the everybody.
They're like, we're never going to get business if we don't make sure that... What was her name? Linda?
Dr. Wang.
No, Wang.
Wang, okay. Well, I mean, like, yeah, they always give themselves almost American first names.
Well, yeah, I forget what her first name, but I don't even remember. I was traumatized because I walk in for a checkup, and before I know it, I'm hooked up to an EKG machine. And I'm like, what's happening? And so she's sitting there, and she's like, Oh, maybe I'll put you on this. Oh, maybe that. I'm like, lady, can we wait till I do some blood work?
Maybe I get you lap belt.
Yeah, can you wait till I do
some... I lost 100... Wait.
I told her, I just lost weight. I don't want to. I'm fine. And she was all like, not... But, like,
you consider surgery.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm fine. I'm losing weight. Because you know, I do understand.
You married? I got daughter.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
I was just going to say that, Marie. Yeah,
so before she tried to bind my feet, I walked in for a checkup and ended up laying down on a fucking, laying down getting an EKG. I'm like, I was looking at the roof going, what's happening? Like, it was one of those things where it happened so fast.
Right.
Then I'm like, what's going on? Because really, when I walked in, you know, the guy asked me a bunch of questions about, you know, the normal stuff they ask you. Like, oh, you know, do you ever this, you know, family history, all the crap. And I answered everything. And the first thing she walks in is not even hi. You eat junk food? I'm like, what? Lady, calm down. I'm like, no, that. I've lost a lot of weight, ma'am. And then she goes, oh, your blood pressure kind of high. I'm like, look, trust me, it used to be a lot higher, okay? I'm like, relax, I'm fine. And also, I just came from the gym. I kept telling her, look, maybe I know it's probably, I said, it's probably my mistake. I probably shouldn't have come after the gym. I know that was probably stupid. But I'm like, I was at the gym. I'm sorry. That's the time I could come. And dude, it was ridiculous. And after the EKG came fine, once again, it was a roller coaster, Dutch. Because then I went from feeling good because the med student, I mean, he's a doctor. He's not just a med student. He's just, you know, when he became a doctor, but he still has to, like, you know, be working.
Yeah, intern for a certain amount of years, yada, yada.
So he's interning for her. And once the EKG came out good, he goes, calm down, buddy. He's really nice. He's like, calm down, man. Your EKG's fine. Don't worry about it. He goes, look, you came out good. You're good to go. And I said, thank you, man. That really helps my anxiety. As soon as she walks in, she goes, oh, but
calm down. Tell her to calm down.
I know. And then she walks in and she goes, oh, look at this line. I'm like, what does this line mean? What's happening? And she goes, no, that just means you have high pulse rate. I'm like, yeah, I know I do. I told you. I walked in here telling you that my pulse rate was high because I came from the gym and I'm nervous. So then she goes, you need to journal your blood pressure and come back in a week. Dude, I swear to you, Dutch, I left and that same day took my blood pressure at the grocery store. You know those blood pressure machines?
Mm-hmm.
It was totally normal.
Oh,
everything was
never
fine.
Do that?
Why?
They're never collaborated correctly.
These things are pretty accurate.
I'll come to Florida and take your blood pressure.
You can if you want, but it was...
Okay.
I don't care. It'd be weird, though. But so it was perfectly fine. Then and she's the one that wanted me to document it. And I'm like, can I use the ones at Publix? She goes, oh, yeah, those are fine. And I'm like, all right, I'll document it. But I'm like freaking out. I'm like, what the fuck is happening, lady? Like, what is going
That's
on?
Funny.
So, yeah, it was just it was roller coaster. It was a fucking roller
funny.
Coaster.
Like that bedside manner was. Earlier I was saying like this doctor just hated Kelsey for whatever reason.
Yeah.
He like the second she started talking, he'd shut up. Like, no, that's not for that. No, it's not. No, it's this. And I'd be like, so it said it was on my right clavicle, not my left. And the original report is, and you know, we got to deal with insurance companies. Is it, oh, okay. Well, don't worry about it. I'll switch. You know, we can do this, that. I'll make sure that I document it out. And then Kelsey would be like, what about that? Nope, it's not that. Like, he just, he hated you so much.
I'm giving him a bad review.
Him. You weren't the patient I was.
Well, I'm reviewing.
He was a very attentive man.
And you know what's funny?
He was very good.
Shit.
I read the reviews for her before I went, and I should have in hindsight known this because I didn't. But all the reviews were like, she's very thorough, and that's all they would say. And now I understand what they mean by thorough. She's very thorough. I'm like, well, no shit, she's thorough. She was like, she was ready. Like, then she started asking me, like, well, you don't need a rectal exam till you're 50. I'm like, oh, thank God. And she's like, well, are you bleeding? I'm like, I'm not bleeding from my anus, lady. That would be the first thing I would tell you. Like, that would be the reason I'm here.
Why would you even bring that up? I'd be even scared to be like, wait, don't even know.
Do I look like
that route? She's going to start snapping on, you need love now.
I know. Fist my ass and then
don't know though, I check bumhole.
Yeah, I know. She's using some ancient herb instead of lube.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah. And by the way, I want to be clear. My blood pressure was like, when I walked in, there was like 121 over 85. So it's not like it was skyrocketing. I want to be clear here. It was not crazy bad. You know, it was a little high. Not like in me. I want to put you on because that's the other thing. I'm Kelsey. I'm sure you know. There's doctors that are completely just whores for giving you medicine. You know, where it's like, oh, here, have medicine. I'm like, well, hold on. Can we relax? Like, do I need it to live or do I not need it to live? Because I went in there even saying because after we talked to Dr. Steve last week, you know, I was talking to them about getting off of Lexapro, and that was another reason I went there. And go, look, I really want to wean off of Lexapro. I don't want to take something for the rest of my life. And she's like, why you don't want to take? I'm like, Because I don't want to take something for the rest of my life.
Why? It not bad for you?
Yeah, she said that. She go, it not bad for you. I go, I understand that it may not be bad for me, but if I don't need it, I don't want to take something forever.
You stupid. I smile. I have a degree.
I know you do, lady. But the problem is your mixture of acupuncture and scaring the living shit out of me is not helping me.
Oh, yeah. I don't see your graph.
No, I don't have a graph because I'm not a doctor. I really honestly, one of those times where I would rather have just a med student do the whole thing because I would have felt so much better. But this lady was absolute. She was screaming at him.
Med student don't know nothing.
She was screaming at the med student. Just screaming at him.
He's stupid.
You so dumb. And she even told me, and that's the thing that freaked me. I'm like, look, I started lifting weights a lot and running a lot because I lost a lot of weight. And she's like, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't lift too much weight. I'm like, okay, but wait a second. So when I'm fat, my doctor told me I need to lift weights and run. And now I'm losing weight and you're telling me, so what do you want from me? What do you want? You want me to kind of lift weights? Do you want me to sort of run?
You need to do what I do and use 10 pounds.
Yeah, I know. Just because she works out in her fucking, in her little workout room, I'm sure that she has with her rubber weights.
20 pounds too much. You get too bulky.
I know. And I'm like, lady, I understand that in your country, you're
okay, fine, 50.
You're not used to people being this size. But, you know, what do you want? And that's the thing. Look, I know that I'm still overweight. Obviously not even near what I used to be, but.
You ate more than one sushi roll?
Yeah, see, exactly. And I walk in and it was like, the thing is, I couldn't stress to her enough. I honestly think she thought I was lying.
Don't order tempura.
Yeah. I honestly think.
Nagiri for you.
Yeah. She thought I was probably lying to her. I'm like, no, really, I've lost 120. I was honestly Dutch to the point where I was about to pull out my phone and show her before and after because she thought I was lying. I swear to you. I'm like, ma'am, I wouldn't lie to you about how much weight I've lost. I'm just telling you the truth so you know what's happening with me. And she was just, I'm never going back. I'm not even getting my blood work from her. I found another doctor and set up another appointment for tomorrow.
Don't worry, I call you in 1 week.
And this doctor's fat, so I'm fine.
What did you even go to the doctor for in the first place?
I needed to go for a checkup because I don't have a primary care up in Orlando.
Oh, she sounds horrible.
She's, no, never. And I should have known once again, the only people that were in that office were 100-year-old people.
I text you tomorrow. Like, make sure you check blood pressure.
It was really old people that were there. So at first,
I do a good job. I keep old people alive.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about myself because I'm like, oh, man, compared to these old bags, I'm probably a figure of health. And I walk in, she's like, you're so big. I'm like, oh, my God. Lady, calm down. You know? And everyone was so nice.
I would have yelled back at her, you so small.
I know, exactly. I would have. I should have pushed her to the ground.
You have a problem with wind.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you need sweater?
You about your nipple colors?
No, curiosity. Of course, Mom.
Are they so pink?
She really should just change.
Your nippers are so pink.
Mal should really just change her name to Devil's Advocate. Mal, give her some sex. She probably has to deal with bitchy fatties all the time, so she's assumers. No, the thing is, I'm not. I was very nice. Like I shook her. I'm like, hi, nice to meet. I put on a good facade. People think I'm really nice. I was really super nice to her and. You know, I was mean.
She just came in yelling at you.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like, I even told her, like, she goes,
you're hairy. You're so hairy, like a bear.
Like, I already know all the right things to say, too, because I told her I lost 120 pounds. But right after that, I said, healthy-wise, I lost it slowly. I didn't do anything crazy because, you know, if you lose that, I lost it over a course of 2 years. It was slow. It was healthy. And I told her about the documentary I watched and blah, 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 blah. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's good. 8 kg now. I'm like, okay. Well, I guess we're doing this. I guess. So I've been, because I have anxiety. So all day today, I've been thinking, that's it. I'm going to have a heart attack. I'm dying. I'm going to die. This lady's convinced me that I'm dying. So no blood work, by the way.
Today?
This was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So today when I woke up, I was like, that's it. You know, that she's right. And that's why I go, you know what? I'm going to go see another doctor. I'm going to have to talk to one that knows what they're doing. Because, or not that she doesn't know. I'm sure she knows what she's doing. I'm not saying she's not. I'm sure she knows what she's doing. But
just it, not with anxiety.
The
patients.
Bedside manner was absolute. And I should have known. I mean, it's not to be racist. It's really not. But if you've ever, it's like it was like having when you call a Chinese restaurant, them being your doctor, you know. It's just absolutely, it was just fucking terrifying and bad. And then she had like CNN Health playing in the waiting room. And, you know, I'm all calm down. I'm like, oh, this is going to be nice. New office is really nice. And it just turned from that to just pure and utter panic from when I went in there smiling and left crying. Like, that's it. This is over. Asian lady just screamed in my face. I'm done. And I had to calm myself down and go, she hasn't even done blood work yet, you idiot. Why don't you relax?
So
So yeah, sorry. So that was
well,
my thing.
Yeah, that's funny. That's really funny.
And I'm pretty sure she put pee-pee in my Coke when I wasn't looking.
Oh, no.
They always do that.
Dutch, yeah, how are you sleeping at night? Do you have to sleep upright or flat?
I gotta sleep upright. Sometimes at an angle, sometimes not.
Actually, he needs to sleep exactly like... He actually,
I just Dutch oven my room.
God, it smells.
Dutch actually has to sleep like Michael Keaton in the first Batman, upside down.
I wish, dude. It sucks to have like sleep sitting up. Basically,
yeah.
It's starting to get a little bit better. The first week,
Is it itchy?
I sometimes do get itchy from the pain meds. But this isn't itchy so much. I can't really see much anymore. It was really badly bruised.
Roshak in the chat from Halls and Roshak says, calling a Chinese restaurant is terrifying. I always make my mom do it now. I just get frozen P.F. Chang's. I can't handle the anger. You're right. I guarantee. Have you ever not called the Chinese?
You better make sure you have all your ducks in a row.
Oh,
you better
yeah.
make sure you know exactly what.
Oh, yeah.
Have your card number ready to go.
Have you ever not
have your
called,
address if you're doing delivery.
Have you ever just not called a Chinese restaurant because you're not mentally ready to deal with the order? Because I have it. I'm like, I can't. I just can't. I'm not ready to be.
Thank you for calling Chinese buffet. What you want?
I'm like, hold on. Well, what's your special? You order now.
We're very busy. Okay. We'll call back later.
They're the only. I swear.
Yes, dude. I've heard
yes,
that.
Yes.
You call back later when you're ready.
I've heard that too. I think everybody.
That
has.
Happened to me when I was in college.
Yeah.
Like we didn't. I was like going, hey, what do you guys want? And I heard them say, call back later when you're ready, and then they hung up on me.
When I was living in my apartment in Eden Prairie, where you visited me, Dutch, there was a Chinese restaurant probably basically literally across the street. So I sent an order in there. So yeah, blah, blah, here's my order. They're like, what's your address? I'm like, I gave it to him. Like, well, I don't know where that is. I'm like, it's like across the street. I don't know where that is. Like, I can see
you,
your restaurant.
You come pick it up. You come pick up.
I'm pretty
sure. You stop being lazy.
I think I went and picked it up because...
My worst experience with a Chinese restaurant was when I ordered it and I ordered a honey chicken and it came to me and they had mixed up the salt with the sugar in their recipe.
Yes, it was disgusting.
And I nearly got salt poisoning from the first bite that I ate of it. And so I called back saying, you gave me the wrong thing. You gave me a bowl of salt with some chicken in it. And I was like, can I get my money back? Can I just get refunded? Because it's really late and I know that you're not going to be able to give me a new order before you close. And they're like, no refund. You just get credit for later. It better.
Yes, just like that. But think about that.
Imagine, no, I don't want to go back to your restaurant. I don't want to go back to a place where you mix up salt and sugar. I don't want to
imagine how much sugar goes in honey chicken. Probably a lot, right? So imagine they put the same amount of salt instead of sugar.
Oh, yeah.
It was
I get it.
It was not
but
good.
But it cracked me up that they told me that it was better. Like, that's what got me. Like, yeah. It better.
This is a better deal for you.
I'm like, no, this is not better. That means I have to go back and use you guys again. What I'm saying is, I really like the Asian community.
I like their food a lot. But... It's one of those things where you know,
I've been blatantly racist towards them for years.
But you know, but it's one of those things where when you have a nice experience, you even say it like you go, "Wow, that was a really nice Asian."
Yeah, because you're shocked.
Because you're blown. You're just blown. It blows your mind that they were nice to you.
I just really like sushi. That's all.
I just felt like I was walking into a fucking Honda mechanic and not a doctor. You know,
like, we have a sushi restaurant here that opened up. I don't know how long it's been around, but. Every time we go in there, the owner of the place is standing there in the door. He greets you,
yep.
And he like takes you to the table, and then he comes by a couple times. Like, how's your food tasting? Everything, and then you walk out. He's like, "Have a nice day. I'll see you again." He's like the nicest Asian guy I've ever met.
Yeah,
does he remember you though?
They tend not to.
We've only been there twice, so no.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say like they couldn't remember. They'll be nice to you. Like there's certain ones where they're overly nice. But they never remember who you are.
Oh, it's also,
like, hey, child. They're like, hey.
You also noticed, Dutch, that Asians are the only ones that still get away with being completely racist to black people and never apologize.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like they do.
Like out. You get out now.
Not even that. Like they add 20% gratuity when they don't normally add it to the tip because they assume they're.
Oh, yeah.
And then when the news shows up, they're just like, we don't care. We out anyway. And then people, you'll, and then you'll
well,
still
no tip. Yeah, they,
but you know what the funny part is? You'll still see the black guy going like, "I'm offended, but man, the honey chicken's good. I'm coming back.
I'm coming back, guy."
Like that's the problem. When you when you're a good Asian restaurant, you could,
is that good?
You could get away with being a, like, or any, it could be Chinese or even sushi. You could get away with being a total dick if your food is good enough, where people will be like, "I'm all right. Yeah, I mean, you're right. I'm a piece of shit. I won't even pay for it. I don't know. It's fine. I'll leave. It's fine. I'll come back when you're ready."
That is like the one instance where product trumps customer service every time is Asian food.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Western Echo says, to be fair, it's usually Chinese places that are horrible with their communication. So it's commonly very cordial at Thai and Japanese places.
That's
yeah,
true.
No, you're right. Yeah, it's usually China. I usually have more of an issue
also,
with Chinese and Koreans.
I don't know how it is with you guys, but I don't. Maybe it's just where we are. Chinese restaurants are the only place where they do not have fountain machines, you know, for soda.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they give you a can so they could charge you $1.25 for each can instead of giving you free refills. And this, everyone I've ever been to, and they still do it and always get away with it.
Well, I don't know if that's any better anywhere else. I mean, I'm noticing that sodas are like $3 now.
Yeah, but if a soda's $3 and I'm going to get 10 refills and then I'll get my money's worth. But if I'm not going to.
That's their point. They don't want to have that.
Or how about the Chinese buffets that they have humongous signs in all caps screaming, you saying, "You don't finish food, you get charged extra." Like if you leave food on your plate.
Oh, that's only sushi because sushi's expensive. Don't be that asshole that takes so much
the
sushi.
The buffets do that too. I've
seen it. Oh, okay, yes.
They charge
buffet.
You for not finishing? Fuck you.
A lot of places.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Like, and
is
you're
that
right,
a thing now?
Specifically sushi.
Excessive food waste.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, wow, okay.
And they don't let you take it home either, so.
I mean, to be fair, when you're at a buffet, I mean, any place with a sneeze guard, you're not expecting buffet? Five-star service. Yeah, Jimmy Buffet.
Jimmy Buffet?
Yeah. You know he's the,
Buffet.
You know he's the one that started all of them, right?
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I just made that up, but it sounds real. Like, you could probably pass that off and someone will believe you.
Dude, we were just watching this show last night. Have you guys seen, what's his name? The Cordero?
Colbert.
No. It's on True TV. It's this guy who does like a hidden camera magic TV show.
What the fuck is that?
The Corderon show. What's the name of the show?
I got to Google it.
We were watching it last night. It's this younger like looking, I think he's like Italian.
It's not Chris Angel, right?
No.
Mind Freak.
No, he does a lot of like your simple street magic shit, but he does it in a hidden camera way. And it's not about how easy or how difficult the tricks are. It's people's reactions to him doing it. But he'll go and be like, you know, like a tech support guy. And there's like one woman came in with like, she's like, "I got 2 6-foot cords. I want to exchange them for 1 12-foot cord." And he's like, "Oh, okay." He's like, "Well, if you do this," and he you know, magically makes them into one big cord.
Right,
he's like,
right.
"So do you want this little piece here? Or do you want the whole thing? I don't know what you want me to do right now. Cause you're trying to exchange. You only have one piece here." She's
right.
Like, "I just brought in two pieces." Like, "No, you didn't." Like, but, the Carbonaro effect. That guy, what's hilarious is when he sits there and starts explaining shit, you have enough confidence and you just start talking and using like not even big words, but words just out of like in the wrong place. Mm-hmm. Like he pulled like a hamster out of the middle of a grapefruit. Oh, no, it was a cantaloupe. And he's like, Jesus Christ. With some of these natural ones, this happens sometimes. What happens is that these hedgehogs will lay their eggs inside of it so they'll grow at the same time.
And that's why it's organic.
It's organic. That's why, you know, with organic, it happens all the time. You know, he has this way of just bullshit. The Carbonaro effect, it's actually pretty good. I mean, like I said, a lot of it's just your basic close-up magic
or
like he set up, he had something underneath the counter, but he's really good at sleight of hand. And he just fucks with these people. In like a hidden camera type of show, and he's really funny. Just listening to him just bullshit his way through shit is very funny.
I'll check it out. Well, Dutch, that just reminded me because I just wanted because we played this with you previously on everything at the beginning. Zach Ehner, the comedian, cerebral palsy guy we were playing last week, will be on the show in March to promote his book.
Yeah!
Awesome.
So we are very, very, very excited. I think we're going to be able to read the book early. So we'll see how it is. We'll let you guys know.
Dude, when you played at the top of the show, I didn't even have to see the visuals.
You don't. He's just so fucking funny. But you know what we never got to, Dutch, is what we did this weekend. And I was very excited.
What did you guys do this weekend? Well, I mean, you guys do what I did.
Check this out. On Thursday, I get a message from one of my burlesque friends. Her name's Marissa Fox, and she sends me a message, and she's like, "Hey, are you going to the show Friday? Like the one of the burlesque shows, the Big Bamboo and Burlesque show?" And I was like, "No, probably not. It's a little expensive, and we're kind of broke right now. We're probably not going to go this whatever." And she's like, "Well, what if?" He goes, "Well, I'll get you guys in for free, but I need you to be in one of my acts." I'm like, "Wait, what?" She's like, "Yeah, I need you to be." She goes, "Have you seen A Midsummer Night's Dream?" I'm like, "I've seen the movie, yeah." And she's like, "Well, I need you to be my bottom." And that's the name of the donkey in the movie. "But you will be very happy that I responded by saying, when I go to gay clubs all the time, they say I will make a good bottom." So I assume they were talking about the play. So she calls me. The show's on Friday. She told me Thursday. She sent me the music.
Night.
And I'm like, "What do you need me to do? I don't know if there's video, but she, I don't know.
Need you to come up with a choreographed dance."
No, I'm not. I told her.
Tell me how to do it.
I told her, "I don't know how to dance." So just, she goes, "Well, you don't need to dance.
I can't dance."
She goes, "I need you to improv." And I'm like, "Well, what do you need me to do?" She goes, "Well, I'm going to give you a donkey's head or a horse head, as you're about to see. And I'm going to come out for 2 minutes and dance to this music. And then I'm going to fall asleep. You're going to come out and for 45 seconds to music. It was like this ragtime music. I'm supposed to dance and flirt with the crowd. And then she's going to walk around and seduce me and strip in front of me. And then she's going to grab me and throw me behind like this this little pillar thing and pretend like she's raping me. And we throw our clothes over the banister so people think we're fucking, right?" And it was so I go, "Yeah, sure, I'll do it." And there's a picture. Look at the chat. So I'm like, she's wearing pasties, by the way. She just has very tiny nipples. And I go and I show up there. She runs me down and she's like, "You know, just flirt with the crowd, blah, 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 blah." Now, at first she says, "I'm going to make ears for you." So I figure I'm just going to have like, you know, like little ears on my head and whatever. She shows up with this horse mask. I put the horse mask on and I realize a horse mask, not only does it feel like you're 2000 degrees inside of it, but secondly, you can't see shit through it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, "You want me to do it? Okay, I'll do it." I said, "I'll try." So I walked out there and I basically flirted with the crowd. And it was awesome getting away with a lot of the stuff you do. Because when you're in character, you could do whatever you want.
Oh, you just wore your regular shirt and pants? You didn't wear like some sort of a cool outfit?
No. She told me to dress normal and just the hat. That's, and I had a tail. You can't see it in that. She made a tail for me. But
okay.
So I walked out. And then, you know, as soon as I get to the corner, I started swinging my tail around, you know, like it's a pocket watch. You know what I mean? And I started flirting. Now I will say this. If I were to do this not in a performance, I would get beat up by people's boyfriends. But instead, since I'm not, I was flirting with the crowd. And the girls up front, I was like doing like the hand motion. Like I wanted to grab their boobs and doing the call me thing and all this shit. So I'm messing around, and then she did the thing, you know, I think it was, everyone said it was funny. I couldn't see shit, by the way. She pushed me behind the thing, and everybody, you know, thought it was hilarious. But man, number one, it was a fucking blast. I had a really good time doing it, because I got to make a literal ass of myself. And everybody liked it. Everyone was like, "Oh, you're so funny." I was like, "Yeah, well, I guess. I couldn't see shit. I hope I was okay." But she was really nice, and she got us in. But I mean, I'll tell you, I really respect them because, number one, those lights make it about 1,000 degrees on the stage. So it's really fucking hot.
Take their clothes off.
That's probably, but I didn't get to take my clothes off until the end. And people did try to get offended with the picture because they couldn't tell it was pasties. But once you zoom in, you could see it was pasties. So no one gave a shit.
Yeah.
That's what I did on Friday, which was a lot of fun. And
did you get any of the tips?
No. See, I didn't want them. I just got in for the show for free. I mean, I just, whatever. I didn't want the tips. I didn't do it for that. I did it for the story more than anything else. But, it was really fun. And man, these girls work freaking hard, you know? So she ran me through the stuff and I did that. And then on Saturday, to switch up to a different story, our buddy E-Rock stayed with us for the weekend.
What was he doing down in Florida?
He was just visiting. He was doing some interviews for some stuff for his show, and he just was, you know, visiting because you know his family lives down here, and and he came and he stayed with us for a couple days, and then that was. What is she laughing at?
You're just burping right into the mic.
I always do that.
I know.
It's like my signature thing, and So we show up, and that's the picture I sent Dutch, because as soon as he got into the accident, I took a picture of E-Rock, and I go, "Sorry, Dutch, you've been replaced." And I sent it to him.
I wasn't happy.
So Eric and I have a problem, and that's we were like little kids about certain things. Like at one point, Marie went to sleep. Marie went to sleep on Saturday night, and me and him, was it Saturday? No, Saturday night, Joyce and Joe came over, and we hung out. Oh, that's what we did Saturday night. Our buddies Joyce and Joe came over, and we had Legos again, and we started playing with them, and Eric likes Legos too. So we made a sex mobile. Hold on a second. Marie, you want to keep talking while I grab the sex mobile?
Yeah, so we made a killer meal, one to top the ages, and for dessert, we took out the Legos, and we had been talking about this contraption in our imaginations for quite a long time, which we like to deem the sexmobile, which is basically a machine that only runs on sexual acts.
It runs exclusively on sex acts. Now, if you look at it, it's very big. Here you go. As you can see, this area here is everyone 69ing, and it's spinning. Okay.
Okay, so it only spins if they're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to 69 for the perpetual motion.
At the top here, this is other people that are butt fucking
eating each other's butts.
Eating each other's assholes and it spins.
Okay, there you go.
Up here, this is I got to give it to Eric. This is him. This is Batman
that you just knocked over.
Where did Batman fall? Batman has a boner, as you can see. He has a robot boner.
So, oh, okay, I see that.
So Batman is up front with a robot boner. Then we have two Civil War guys spinning around here. Butt to butt.
Butt to butt.
Butt to butt.
I'm pretty sure it's their farts that are perpetual.
Yeah, their farts. Yeah, that's for people that are into scat. So everything runs off of sex in this thing. Now, Joe, I give it to him. He says, well, this car is really big and he's very functional. So this little jet here in the back comes off and this flies and picks up more people for the sex mobile. And then it lands back here.
All right, I get a clear picture of it now. I'm looking at the.
Okay, yeah, look at the chat so you can see it.
there's a picture in the. So this is what you adult are. All of you are married.
Yeah, and?
Okay, never mind.
Like, to the fact where it starts off as a goof, but towards the end of it, we're like, oh, Eric, fucking good idea. So we start, we get really, you know, you get really into it, and you're like, no, dude, you should get mad. Like, no, bro, it runs off of 69s, man. Don't be an idiot.
Was it just Nagel, or did he bring his wife along with too?
No, it was just Nagel. It was just him.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of interviews and stuff, and she's making sure that the animals are taken care of.
Okay.
So,
yeah, he was back and forth between going to St. Petersburg and doing radio over there, and I think he's going down to midway through South Florida and doing a couple other interviews. So we were just kind of a middle point for a night or two to crash.
Right.
Cool.
So yeah, we built a sex mobile. Then Sunday, we hung out. We hung out for a bit, and Marie went to bed. And then me and Eric sit up like two little kids, two fucking radio people, of course, playing like different songs that were good for rejoiners. I was playing on the Chromecast really loud. And then I said to him, "I go, dude, have you heard that Cerebro song? Me, whatever." And yeah. He was like. Yeah, dude, me and Matt were talking about that 2 weeks ago on my show. And I'm like, dude, isn't that? Then we started talking. He goes, oh, shit. As a matter of fact, I think I heard that song on your show. I'm like, thanks for giving me credit, dick. And
but anything is Dennis because he didn't.
Yeah,
pull
no,
it up?
I did. I did actually say it was Dennis,
yeah,
that
Dennis
pulled it up
saying like, oh, God, this is the worst song ever. And then we all ended up loving it.
So while Marie's trying to sleep in the living room, you just hear this. At like 2 a.m, we're playing different songs for each other really loudly.
I didn't hear any of it. I can sleep through anything.
Yeah, so we did that. We hung out. Did we do anything else? I'm trying to think. We just pretty much just hung out. We didn't really go anywhere. Went to Bahama Breeze for dinner, but that's about it. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a good time. Yes, Maul, that's a Lego Movie uncut. That was the sex mobile. That was the director's cut. I should send a picture to my best friend Phil Lord.
Oh. By the way, how cool was that? Like, now, do we have time to play that quick little thing there?
What thing?
A snippet that you guys sent me.
Shit. I have to find it. So, yeah.
I don't know what website it was on, but like the interview we had with Phil Lord picked up and they were talking about.
Yeah, I was.
Flash movie.
Yeah, I'll find it. I'll just see where I put it. I was going through YouTube. Just, you know, because I wanted to show Eric something else, something about interviews, about my interview with Phil Lord. And I typed in Hippo Juice and Phil Lord in YouTube and I scrolled down and I saw that this YouTube thing that has like 1.5 million fucking actually, no, I could pull it up this way. Had 1.5 million subscribers, and it's, and the Hippo Juice thing came up. I go, what is this? I haven't heard of this. So apparently, this other place was talking about the Flash movie. Is this it?
Didn't you send it in the...
Here it is. Here it is. Just audio.
It's feeding its way into theaters, and today we're getting some new details from one of the film's writers. DC's cinematic universe is slowly beginning to take shape, starting with next year's Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice. And while that film will feature DC's trinity of Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman, several other comic stars will be getting their own movies in the coming years, including the Scarlet Speedster himself, The Flash. Despite his first solo outing not set to arrive in theaters until March 23rd, 2018, it was announced last year that The Perks of Being a Wallflower's Ezra Miller would be playing the title hero, sparking many to think that he would be making his debut in Batman vs. Superman. But recent comments from The Flash co-writer Phil Lord hints that that may not be the case. While on the Hippo Juice podcast, Lord revealed that they are currently trying to break a story for the Flash movie, and one of the toughest parts.
Yeah, whatever. It's just whatever. Now, by the way, the pic. This is just pictures that are scrolling. It's it, they when they said podcast, they put a picture of Phil Lord and Chris Miller with Chris Pratt in the studio, like it, yeah. as if we could get Chris Pratt.
Is trying to create their own space that is apart.
It makes
from
people
the
think that Chris Pratt is the one doing the show.
I know.
Now, as for which version of the character Miller. So we'll be playing, Lord said, quote, I believe our Flash is going to be Barry Allen.
On our show, yes, that's where it was, on the Hippo Juice show. Oh. I'll have you know.
That is awesome.
That was good. Yeah, it was just, I just, that.
I was
that,
really you know excited what? When you sent that to me. I was she's, like, yes.
She's actually referencing when I interviewed Chris Pratt in studio. Like, I had Phil and Chris Miller call in later and redo it all again without you guys.
I didn't know
so that.
So
that it would be good.
You do a show with Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's called Hippo Juice with Chris Pratt.
I thought it was called Pratting. I thought it was called Pratting About.
Yeah.
It's a like Hippo Juice.
It's like Hippo Juice. It's like Hippo Juice, like the show that we do, but then I do it with Chris Pratt to make it better.
Hippo Juice featuring the Pratt Attack. Is that better?
Well, I mean, do you listen to my show? Because that's what Pratt calls himself on Hippo Juice with Chris
you've
Pratt.
You've never met him because, number one, you would have fucked him. And number two, you would have.
I
would have let you, dude.
I would have let her, too. I'd be
you
like,
should you should have been
fuck
happy.
Fuck yeah, you can fuck him.
I haven't, not for a lack of trying. He just has high standards.
I would just love to see him in an orgy with a bunch of women just so he could go, eyes on me, girls, and do the raptor stance in front of a bunch of hookers.
That'd be great.
That would make my fucking life. But yeah, there's certain people you have to let
your
girlfriend
talk. I mean, if you listen to Hippo Juice with Chris Pratt, you'll hear the sexual tension between me and Chris Pratt.
I've never heard the show. I've never heard the show, not even
it's,
once.
It's really good. You should totally check it out.
Oh, okay. All right.
I got bit by a mosquito. Hope I don't become a dinosaur.
I cannot wait for that interview.
Zach Gaynor's going to be amazing, man. I'm really excited.
I can't wait. Wait, so is he waiting to do a press tour until his book comes out? Is that why?
Yeah, the book comes out in March, but they don't want to plug it until it comes out. But we're gonna. Sherry, when are we getting the book?
She sent it out in the mail today, so whenever.
Cool. We're going to get it soon.
And who do you talk to? Is this his publicist?
Yes. Okay. I'm a fucking boss.
Yeah.
No. Nobody ever. Don't get defensive right away. I was about to say good job.
Speaking of getting defensive, Eric goes.
She gets defensive because she hangs out with me all day.
That's to be
you
expected.
You gotta be on your guard.
Yourself all day.
Now.
Yeah. We have a sniper walking around the house who's about to be ready to make fun of you. You gotta be on your toes.
Now, I showed E-Rock the Zach Gaynor videos, and he was laughing his ass off. He goes, I got to take that to the show. And I was like, that's fine, but don't you take credit from us, shithead. I'm kidding. E-Rock was awesome.
E-Rock rules.
Yeah, we had a good time. I think that's all we did this weekend was just hang out. I don't think we did anything too exciting, did we? I'm trying to remember. I don't know.
The only other thing
we went to Target.
That's not that exciting.
We went to liberal Walmart.
That's not that exciting. But I do recall right after the BBB show, I was missing Mitch and Sherry because we always go to this. Because
somebody wasn't making you feel like shit?
Right.
Okay.
No, we always go to this sandwich place that's open until like 3 a.m. just down the road.
It's a really hipster sandwich place.
It is a hipster sandwich place. We were all sitting there, and then a group of gays come in right afterwards. Oh, my God.
And all you heard in the background while we're eating is, yes!
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Soul Midge all day, every day. Josh does not say yes. He goes, yes.
You know, it's funny because
I swear to God, it gets gay.
We were there with Ramcat and after the show, because he was the host of the show. And we told him, I go, you know, we always do this ironically to joke, but this is the first time I've seen someone do it sincerely. Like,
yeah,
repeatedly.
You see that in the wild.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. It was
absolutely.
Yeah, it was really amazing to see. Jacques Cousteau should have been doing the voiceover work or something.
Right.
It's adorable.
The gays say their mating call.
It's adorable.
Yes!
It goes from adorable to funny to annoying to back to funny to
back
annoying.
To funny. Yeah.
In about 5 minutes.
That's my life.
It was fucking beautiful. It was the funniest. I mean, it was great because they were so drunk and excited, and it was like, yes!
And, of course, it made me think of Sherry, because Sherry, like, one morning had to just do a one-off message to me where she's like, I just got to tell you, it's getting worse.
Can't take it anymore.
It's getting worse.
I didn't know this happened.
With Marie. I think I woke up just feeling crappy, and I'm like, I swear to God, Marie, if he says yes today, I might murder him. She goes, I think it's adorable. I'm like, you don't listen to it 24/7.
And also, I want to give credit to Mark Ramcat because he when he introduced me, or when he gave me credit after the performance, he goes, and here we have, you know, thanks to Hippo Juice Royce, a.k.a. Pastor Royce, a.k.a. Daddies. And
we couldn't pick a
Mr. Daddies.
We couldn't pick a nickname for Royce, so he rattled off every name he's ever heard Royce have.
It was very funny. Yes!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlike Radio!
The Wholesome Raw Shack Show is back on MoreLikeRadio.com. 12 noon Eastern Time every Saturday.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. NoStationRequired.com. And what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those. When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why we night 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights.
Eastern.
Yeah.
On where?
On MoreLikeRadio.com. Fuck that com.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
You know the way the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie, birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like terrible. Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh.
Oh, man. Oh, bro. Oh,
kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Oh. Come on, everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on. Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you that got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
Oh, man. I'm dying.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news. So fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Still waiting on that heifer, Julio. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
Brian was gonna quit, but they fired him before he could.
Don't worry. I'm not gonna do what everyone thinks I'm gonna do. Flip out, man. All I wanna know is who's coming with me? Huh? Who's coming with me, man?
I will.
Jan. Thank you, Jan. Yeah. Yeah. Bully, man.
Second hour, Dutch and Royce here, more like radio.com. We just saw Brewer Special on Netflix the other day.
Is it good? I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's funny.
I got to check
really
it out.
Funny.
I
Dude,
love
he
Brewer.
Tells like maybe five stories.
But he's the best at stories.
One of the best storytellers you ever hear, man. He's hilarious. Like the whole thing about him talking about going to like a drive-in safari zoo thing with his kids.
Right.
And how he got like in a fight with like a with an ostrich. Oh my God. Let's talk about that. Yeah, it was very, very funny. So, if you haven't checked out, I don't know if it's new, but it's the most recent one. I think they just released it on Netflix recently. But yeah, Brewer's recent special. Very, very funny. When she first saw it, Kelsey's like, what's wrong with his face? I'm like, that's his face. And then, like, right after he said that, he starts talking about, he's like, my middle kid has my face. So she's just sitting around looking like this all the time, you know, chasing a butterfly for like a half hour.
That's fucking awesome.
It's really funny, man. So, but anyways, number is 954-573-2780. If you want to call in on the show or if you're a podcaster, check us out live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight Eastern time here on MerlinGrady.com/live. You can
Eastern
see the video
Standard.
And everything like that.
Eastern Standard.
Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you.
OCD idiot.
Wants to make sure it's standard and not just Eastern time.
Yep.
Yes. Eastern metric time.
Better than Middle Eastern Standard Time.
There is that, too.
Cut your clit off.
Eesh. So, sorry, dude. I haven't really done very much prep at all.
Oh, it's okay.
Dude.
You get more prep now.
Wait. Ask me what I did this weekend.
What did you do this weekend?
Yeah. Mitch and Shay. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you guys
do? Were you traumatized?
I killed an animal.
What?
Yeah, it was wonderful. I killed an animal.
It was wonderful?
Look at it. Isn't he so... Oh, I didn't do it right.
You're stupid.
You're so stupid.
No, you're so stupid.
You type picture now.
I do picture. You do talk.
I shot a 9-point buck because I'm a boss.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, with a bow.
Yes, with a bow.
Yes.
Don't you know who I am? I am Katniss Sherry Everdeen.
Nice.
Have you eaten it yet?
Yes, actually, we had steaks out of it yesterday.
What else do you have out of deer?
It seems small, but it 8-point is usually pretty good.
It's 9. No, it 9. Does have a small body, and it's. I mean, it's still the biggest antlers.
Apparently, he had big testicles, though.
Big old balls.
So, I was only in the stand for a half hour when I shot my deer, which is pretty amazing. Deer never knew I was there. I shot him at 10 yards. If you look, that's like the most perfect shot you can get because it was a through-and-through double lung. Just saying.
What does that mean?
It means I hit both of his lungs, and it went in one side and out the other. And if
the air didn't stick, it went straight through him.
Right.
Well, I'm calling PETA.
Go for it. Hitting the lungs is better, or is the second best shot to hitting the heart.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, how long did he run before he dropped?
Not even 60 seconds. He maybe ran 40 yards.
Wow. Okay. Because, yeah, you usually hear sometimes of people like, you know, they shoot it and then they have to track them for like a mile.
Well, especially usually with bows, they run for a while, but.
But I'm awesome and I'm a good shot. Don't fuck with me.
I wouldn't fuck with you, Sherry. Trust me. You both are crazy people. I wouldn't fuck with either one of you.
I don't fuck with Sherry. I only make fun of her.
Really yelling, yes.
After she killed it.
She will kill me.
After she killed it, did you just yell, yes, Sherry, yes?
I mean, but to be fair.
I might have actually texted that to her. Hold on.
It's a smaller 9-point buck, but it's still my biggest buck. And I think he weighed maybe like 141. After he lost his...
Was it just you out there, or did you both go out?
It was just me. So I went up to my grandpa's alone, and then when I got in the stand, killed it, I called him, and I'm like, Grandpa, you need to come out here. So Grandpa and I tracked the deer for like 40 yards, found it, and my grandpa goes, Sherry, look at the nuts on this thing. I bet Mitch's aren't this big. And I'm no, they're not. They're so much bigger.
Oh, Grandpa.
See, I kind of wish I was there. I'm like, well, hold on. Do you want to see? Because I would just turn it right around on him.
So we're field dressing the deer, and you have to cut around the entire thing and remove it, penis and the balls. So I have it in my hand, and I'm like, Grandpa, I'm like, Grandpa, can I take it home and bring it to Mitch and tell him I got him a pair?
Did you?
No, I did not. I left them in the woods for an animal to eat.
I guess that's better.
An animal eating a wiener.
You should have made some truck nuts for your truck.
Yeah.
So you basically carve out the animal right there in the woods?
Yeah, because you have to get the guts out immediately. Otherwise, you're going to spoil all the meat, and then you just killed an animal for no reason.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, but I probably brought home, what do you think, like 50 pounds of meat?
Yeah, something like that.
50 pounds of meat estimated for like $31, which is what the license costs. So,
the whole deer was $31?
Yeah, it's $31 for a Minnesota resident license.
Well, I mean, like, if you were to, like, say, sell that steak or meat or whatever.
I mean, technically, you can't.
Well, you can't, but I mean,
you're not allowed to?
Well, no. It's a wild game. You can't do that, except for, unless you're, like, a special game farmer, if you have a special license or some shit, but they don't sell it at grocery stores. But, I mean, think about a steak or something, steak or ground beef or whatever for a cow. That's, like, what, $3 for ground beef, $7 for a steak? So,
whenever I've had like deer meat, like unless they told me I was eating deer meat, I probably wouldn't notice the difference half the time.
You really don't know because wild game tastes, it's really good. It's just a lot of people overcook it because they're like, oh my God, it's a wild animal. Cook the
shit. Yeah, they have Giardia. Yeah.
Right. When really you cook it just like you would a steak. If you like your steak medium rare, you cook your venison medium rare.
Greg Giardia died 5 years ago, by the way, Dutch.
I'm not saying that I think they have Giardia, but people think that. I was going with her point.
I just made a Greg Giraldo joke, that's all.
Oh, no. I was looking at Kelsey because she was like, no.
Well, isn't...
Yes!
Yeah!
No!
Isn't deer steak called venison or something?
That's
like
what
that?
She just said.
It's called venison.
Oh, I didn't hear her say that. Sorry, Sherry.
No, that's okay.
Are there just the same cut of steaks and venison as there are in beef?
So you guys are going to... None of you have funded my Kickstarter, Venison to Society, which is a remake of Menace to Society made with all deer. And I'm really, really sad none of you have given him a dollar. It would be really, really nice.
What's the society for?
Venison.
Oh. I didn't know what the Kickstarter was. Like, what are you funding?
Venison to Society, a remake of Menace to Society, but with venison.
Is it a movie or are you just giving venison out to society?
No. You know the movie Menace to Society?
No, I get it.
What we're going to do is we're going to, and actually double, the answer is yes to both, Dutch. The movie's going to be all made with deer, and we're going to serve venison to the audience as they watch it.
Okay.
Right.
Like a terrible experience.
I'm in.
I was going to say, I don't know if I would want to fund that.
Raw venison.
Raw.
Hey. He agrees.
Sterling liked it.
Sterling loved the joke. Thank you, Sterling.
Bob Levy's dog. Get out
of here. Bob Levy's dog.
I didn't hear the answer to my question though. Like, do you still have the same cuts of beef as you do venison?
I mean, I think we got ribs out of it. We got shreds for making ground beef or sticks or whatever. There's roasts. There's tenderloins. You don't really get T-bones out of them, and I don't think you get like you know, whatever they make Rubens out of, the corned beef, whatever, the brisket. You don't really get that out of it.
Yo, dog, save me some antler.
Have you ever had venison?
A really long time ago, like once.
I will bring some venison next time I see
bring
you.
Bring it to Branson.
Bring it to Branson.
Okay, so we haven't talked about this on the air because last
we might as well.
Week we got off the air.
2 weeks ago.
It was 2 weeks ago. Have you guys talked about this last week?
No, we didn't talk about it yet.
Wait, no. We talked about it. We talked about it the night before your accident. It was last week.
Yeah, it was last week.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's true.
On the air,
I'm
you talked
wrong.
About?
No, we talked about off air with
not
you.
Not off
that's
air.
That's my point. I'm telling the listeners.
I know. I agree with you.
I was correcting your girlfriend who thought it was 2 weeks ago.
I fucked up. I was wrong.
Okay, your mic's off. So we got off the air or whatever, and when we were like, hey, what are we doing for New Year's? And I don't know. I think the six of us were just shooting the shit after the show. And I think Kelsey was like, I think the closest place that's, you know, between all six of us is somewhere in Missouri. And yeah, I was like, what about Branson? What if we go to Branson? And then all of a sudden, everybody just lit up. They're like,
yes!
Yes! We got Branson New Year's Eve.
We are spending New Year's Eve in Branson, Missouri.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know what it is, it's basically like a shittier version of Atlantic City in the Midwest.
Or Vegas for old people.
Yes.
And you said we're going to see Brady Bunch guy.
And, yeah, yeah.
And Yakov, I want... Listen, if we don't see Yakov Smirnoff, I will fucking punch a motherfucker. I want to go and watch a show, and I want to be like, in Russia, and laugh. I'm going to do...
In
I'm gonna
Soviet
be the,
Russia, or New Year's...
Celebrates you.
That's it.
I'm going to laugh at... I'm going to laugh while at the setup, not even the punchlines. It's going to be
every
great.
Every dropout from the celebrities from, like, basically the 80s and earlier
yes.
now has their own, like... Branson show. We can't even say like a Broadway show or like a Vegas show. It's Branson. And so, you know, everybody goofs on or whatever. And we were like, what if we actually went there for New Year's? Because I don't want to go to New York City. I mean, no. We've all done our own New Year's. We were like, what if like the group of us went as a show to Branson?
Would
and
you
did a few
it.
Shows
Guys.
In there?
Would you like to see the trailer for Yakov's Dinner Adventure in Branson?
More than breathing.
There's a dinner adventure? Plate.
There's a story that lives within all of our hearts.
Oh, this is epic.
A story of love.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's a dinner adventure, guys.
We're going on an adventure.
A story of courage.
Seems like there's like two actors
story
in this so far.
Of power.
Where's Yakov?
Where are the
a
jokes?
A story of hope.
I want us. Go to America!
Voted best dinner show in Branson, Missouri.
We are going! We're all going!
Best dinner show in Branson, Missouri.
We have to do everything
Branson
that's claimed.
Show awards.
Everything that's claimed the best in Branson, Missouri, we have to do.
We have to do all of it. We have to do everything for us that you could possibly imagine. Imagine people who come to like, you know, Florida. I mean, you see it all the time. You guys live right in the epicenter of tourism yep. with Disney and everything like that. We have to be those people in Branson.
All right, let's play this.
Voted.
Let's oh, yeah. all wear fanny packs.
Of
fanny
course.
Packs, visors. Yeah. We have to wear matching shirts that say
yes.
Branson.
No, we're on a New Year's vacation.
No,
we need to
guys,
we need to
hashtag Branson
or bust on our sweaters.
Yay!
Yes!
All right, welcome 2016.
Best dinner show in Branson, Missouri.
We are travelers and we've been all over to shows to New York, Vegas, London, and Paris. And this is one of the best.
I enjoyed the unicyclist. That was really amazing, all the things that he could do.
It definitely made you appreciate America a whole lot more.
And I got to go up on stage.
Dutch.
Dutch, you
have to get on stage.
I got to get on stage.
We have to get on stage.
You have to be put in a bubble. Push any little girl out of the way that
oh, dude, I will bum rush that shit.
Ooh, ooh,
my bum elbow or shoulder or whatever the fuck this is, collarbone.
I'll get to
the dinner adventure. I was completely moved, inspired, blown away, loved the dancing, loved the creativity, loved the...
But to be fair, I've been in a coma since 1984.
Yeah. And I loved it.
Fire part was amazing, too.
These people are easily entertained.
Experience the excitement.
This was the best show in town!
It was amazing.
Yakov's Dinner Adventures, a must-see show.
It was the best meal we've had in Branson. I don't know how the chef did it. I have never, ever tasted such a tender piece of chicken. We've been here for 10 days. It was the best meal that we've had in 10 days.
Were they, hold on, were they passing
because we were on the Oregon Trail and I've actually had to shoot one of my oxen because it got dysentery.
Were they seriously passing a prepackaged meal with
yeah,
a cover
you saw that
down
with
a row?
That up. Yeah, that looked,
that, up.
That didn't look like they even had tables. Hold on.
It was the best meal we've had in Branson. I don't know how the chef did it. I have never, ever tasted such
tables.
A tender piece of chicken. We've been here for 10 days. It was the best meal that we've had in 10 days.
They do like, hold on, pause. I'm sorry.
It's really a theater that they just serve airplane meals.
So they do it pass to the next person, like take a piece and pass to the next one, like communion style.
I was gonna say they're doing it like communion. Pass one down.
Hey, G food.
They just they lost me there. They totally lost me there.
No, they got me more on board. I have to see how they do the dinner here now.
It was the most tender piece of chicken he's ever had.
I don't want 50 hands touching my plate.
That's a very good point.
Yakov's Dinner Adventure. Reserve your tickets now by
866 Eat Free, Marie.
How is it free, though?
Why don't we call? We should call this number and find out. Oh, they're probably closed.
Oh, no.
I would like to just call.
You
just
don't have to call. You text.
Oh, yeah.
Said text it.
Okay, so that's at 2012. So we are in for a treat. I can't wait to see what the 2015, 2016.
I wonder if there's a Yelp review.
Doesn't Barry Williams or maybe not Peter Brady, but the other Brady guy, don't they have like a Brady Bash Bunch show there? I've heard like there's a lot of just like Hollywood dropouts that just have Branson shows.
Let me go. Branson shows.
Smirnoff Yakov show near Branson, Missouri.
Yakov Smirnoff.
On Yelp. Let's see.
Oh, there's
here.
Dolly Parton's Dixie Stampede dinner.
Oh, snap.
Oh, we have to do that.
What about the Brett family Branson variety show?
Okay.
Let's see what this is. Real people. Real entertainment. A real experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Brett family.
Oh my God, it's a variety show, Dutch.
I love variety shows.
Oh my God. Oh God, they're all, it's like the Partridge Family.
But they're the Brett family.
Oh no. I mean, yes.
Come on and get happy as the Brett family brings you their exciting, fast-paced variety show, jam-packed with your favorite music. 40s, 50s, country, gospel, Motown, classical, Broadway, patriotic, and more. It's the Brett family.
First off, they really skipped a lot of decades there.
Yeah, 40s, 50s.
And that's
other things that old people like. Dude, this is going to be the greatest vacation we've ever had.
I can't wait.
What are our dates?
New Year's Eve and on.
Yeah, I think maybe we should get in the 30th, guys, and just hang out.
Maybe a little bit before then. I don't think we're going to be able to see the Oak Ridge Boys or Loretta Lynn.
We're going to have to like...
Dutch, if I miss Loretta Lynn, I'll burn that motherfucker down. If you make me miss Loretta Lynn, we're going to fight, okay?
Sheila Mel Tillis. Mel Tillis?
Dutch, I swear to God, if we do not go to Rita Rudner's show, I will fight you. I will fight you.
That's all we have for you. Oh, my God. I want to see Clay Cooper's Country Music Express.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Yes.
Clay, hey, guys.
Cooper.
Oh, here we go. No, I found it. 70s Music Celebration starring Barry Williams.
Hold on. You mean Barry?
Fuck Williams, man.
Clay Cooper's Country. Clay Cooper's Country Music
Howdy,
Express.
Y'all. This is Clay Cooper, and I'd like to invite you to my show, Clay Cooper's Country Music Express, at the Clay Cooper Theater in Branson, Missouri. I have a large cast of 17 veteran entertainers. Come see a high-energy variety show.
Special entrance for blacks.
Gunslinging, rope twirling, and hysterical
gunslinging
comedy.
And rope twirling.
Wait, listen, you know what you can't get in Vegas? You can't get gunslinging and rope twirling in Vegas. They don't have that there.
Music's greatest classics and today's most popular hits. Clay Cooper's Country Music Express. For tickets, call 888-222-8910.
I don't want you to get too excited, but I just looked up Yakov's Dinner Adventure on Yelp, and the review from 2014 said that we ate lunch at Golden Corral, and they had a special where you can get 50% off Yakov's dinner show tickets just by showing your receipt.
Guys, we have to eat at Golden Corral for lunch. We have to.
They have ice cream.
That's it. Perfect.
They also have to-go boxes now.
I saw Jeff Foxworthy's commercial, yes.
Who better to represent that than Jeff Foxworthy?
I was thinking the same thing.
What the fuck is he doing? He doesn't even have like $3 billion. Like,
he doesn't need money ever again.
Nope.
And dude, some of these shows are, I mean, I can't.
They have Comedy Hypnosis Dinner Show.
Comedy Hypnosis? Those are two of my favorite things.
We have to bring our own booze?
What are you talking about?
It says there is also no booze in Branson.
Is it dry town?
What?
What?
No.
Who just put that in the chat? Look in the chat.
Rorschach said there's no booze in Branson.
He might be right. Is Branson...
Maybe he's been... Anybody who's been to Branson, call in 954-573-2780. Maybe you know more about this than we do.
Dutch, is Branson, Missouri a dry county? And that if you type Is Branson, the first thing that comes up, a dry county, so he may be right.
That's not going to work.
Doesn't mean that you can't. No, we can't serve booze at the shows.
I appreciate the fact that much of the area is geared towards wholesome family activities, but blah, blah, blah. Can you purchase any alcoholic beverages or any liquor stores or bars? I don't see any liquor stores when we're looking, but some of the grocery stores have liquor department. Okay, so they sell liquor in there, just the shows don't show it. Sells.
Right, they got to have bars.
Oh, okay,
there.
Yeah, no, they have bars. The shows. Yeah. Here in Minnesota, in Branson. Okay, but the good thing is, Dutch, the county we're staying is just outside, so we can get as much booze as we want. We're fine.
Dude, we have to go and do the show from Branson.
No, we will. Oh, no, we will.
Oh, we will.
Oh, no, here it says you'll find lots of places. It says in Branson, even Kmart sell alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
So I don't know what everybody was talking about.
I think the shows don't is what he's referring to.
Oh, okay. Well, we are bringing booze in.
It don't matter.
Yeah, it's fine. It's flask.
But we were talking about that. And then, like, Kels was like, I think my family, because her grandfather, before he passed, like, bought up a shitload of timeshares across the country. So she just has random timeshares throughout everywhere. So she's like, I'm pretty sure I have time. You don't?
Yeah, no, you were sleeping during this whole chat.
But Dutch, it's okay. We found a log cabin to rent for super cheap, so we're set.
Oh, there we go.
Yep.
We're going to rent a cabin and load it up with booze, and we're going to see dinner show after dinner show.
The cabin has to
do New Year's Eve, though. We got to figure out what their big bash is in that town and have to be there front and center with our visors and our fanny packs.
Oh, and the glasses that say 2016. Branson, Missouri, New Year's. New Year's Eve. Let's see what they have. Branson, Missouri, New York. Oh, I found the Branson Tourism Center. This site, I hope we can get in. This site's probably slammed, so hopefully it'll work. but let's see if it loads up for me.
Our servers can't handle this traffic.
New Year's event.
They're probably like, man, we got a lot of hits yesterday for no reason.
Oh my God, someone from Florida wants to come to Branson.
Probably half the population of Miami. Yeah.
That's a good point. All the whole
That's what they do for fun.
Let's go to Branson. Branson shows. I'm just trying to see what I'm sure
it's
they have.
It's just a lot nicer than Las Vegas.
They don't have any casinos. It just shows I like it. There's no sin there.
Us hussies.
All right. All these places have New Year's Eve shows in Branson. Showboat, Branson Yay! Bell, Dolly Parton's Dixie Stampede has one, Legends in Concert, and Hamner's Unbelievable Variety Show, and Doug Gabriel have New Year's Gabriel. Show. I don't know who that is, but Legends
it's
in Concert.
Peter's brother.
What's Legends in Concert? Wouldn't it be funny if it wasn't? He just Genesis covers.
Yeah.
that's all he does. Let's see. Legends in Concert. Let's see what that is. In Concert. Branson, Missouri.
There we go.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Legends in Concert. The commercial looks high quality. It's filmed in 4:3, so you know it's good.
Legends in Concert. Yesterday's stars, today's stars, your favorite stars.
Well, you know, Jake, our show's kind of like a lot of different shows in one show. No matter what era or what style or what genre you're into,
like Elvis at all.
You're going to see something that entertains you to the utmost. It's unique, and it's changing all the time because...
Branson is where Vegas goes to die.
We're yes.
The youngest people there.
No, and I cannot fucking
wait. We're going to annoy everyone.
I am going to be so over-the-top tourist there, it's going to fucking piss people off.
You know what we need to do, dude? Because this, obviously, the people who are just doing covers and trying to, like, be their all impersonators of, like, these are... We actually have to make it seem like we think that's the real...
Oh, yeah.
That's Alan Jackson!
Holy shit! And
we just
for the
have
autograph.
To be so annoyed.
I thought Elvis Presley was dead!
And then I'll write a Yelp thing going...
I told you he was alive.
I'll write a Yelp thing going... All my Yelp things are just going to be Yakov Smirnoff's dinner was shit compared to Legends in Concert.
Because the actual legends were there.
They were actually there.
It's like they were the real people.
Oh my God, they have Hamner's Unbelievable Variety Show. You won't even believe what they're doing.
Those are splits.
Hamner's.
Yeah, you won't believe it. How much are these things? I'm just curious. Probably super cheap. It's Branson.
I love how old these websites are, too.
Dude, the websites look like Angel Fire. You're looking at them, right? Like Angel Fire. Sites.
Have you guys heard of this thing called e-commerce?
People, I'm looking at BransonShowTickets.com. It looks like my nephew
so
put it together.
Bad.
We're going.
Oh, no. No, you don't understand.
We're going.
I am sold. You don't get this. I am sold.
I think all of us.
It's going to be the greatest.
All of us just want to try to ruin each other's time.
Yes. Can we just have one room instead of three? And can we all bring our dogs?
That would be I think we all just want. We just want a Chevy Chase vacation each other's New Year's.
Yes.
There you go.
I'll make t-shirts.
By the way, speaking of that, I wanted
to have a ride the ducks.
Ride,
you know, like those cars that are also boats.
Oh God, yes, I know exactly what you mean. Yes.
I will make an itinerary.
Branson is gonna fucking rock the tits off. I cannot.
Titanic wait. Museum.
I cannot. Yeah, because you want to go to a landlocked place to see a shipwreck engine.
You know, they have white water rides, which are like huge slides.
Look at the pictures of the cabin in the chat that Mitch is posting. One of them say, cowboys don't take baths. We just dust off.
Dust off. Oh, yeah.
Listen.
That is our cabin. It's very nice.
There is one thing that we always have learned from our elders, and that is you have to travel when you're young because you're not going to enjoy Branson, Missouri.
Ever.
If you're too
Until
old.
You're older.
You have to enjoy it young.
You know what? The old people there, I want to take picture with random old people. You don't understand. I am so excited. So
oh, no,
we are. No, it's not an if. This is happening.
This is happening.
We're going to troll the entire town.
That's the point. Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
Oh, my God. Do you know how many happy faces we would get just being like walking up to old people and be like, Grandma! And then take pictures.
Oh, God, that's brilliant.
Dude.
That's brilliant.
We have to put together like a travel bingo type of game.
Yes.
The things that we have to do while we're in Branson, and that has to be one of the things on there.
Western Echo says...
You ever play travel bingo?
Of course. Western Echo says, Hippo Juice Travel Guide to the U.S., Branson, Missouri.
Yes, Kelsey.
What did you almost call me?
I said, yes, Kelsey.
That's a better idea than your real life Tinder.
We have to do that, too.
Oh, we'll have to real life Tinder some old people.
I want to
like
check out
people go.
I want to check out Tinder in Branson just to see what hotties are there.
Oh.
Oh, dude, we got to go to Tinder.
Oh.
What was her name?
No one knows. You were obnoxious.
We'll just swipe right swipe right on old people.
Stephanie.
Ah, Stephanie.
I cannot fucking wait.
It's going to be great.
Yes, we have to go to just troll that whole town.
It's going to be awesome.
I mean, I've never been so excited for a trip in my entire... I don't think everyone's ever been this excited to go to Branson.
Dude, this is
whip. I am so excited.
Because she was all like, we should go to New York City. I'm like, I'm not going to that hellhole for fucking New Year's Eve. Because New York City, first of all, overrated. Second of all, nobody likes to go there for New Year's Eve because it's just a mess. This is way more exciting. Other guy, Rochex says we need to wear Hawaiian shirts, matching if possible.
Yes.
Oh, we are getting shirts.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Please, we welcome suggestions on how to make Branson or Bust our New Year's Eve trip lifetime of memories.
Western Echo says Googling strip clubs in Branson now. I can't. Oh my God.
I can't
wait. Do you have any?
Probably just out on the outskirts of the county. They probably do.
Yeah. Because the whole thing is all about family friendly fun.
Yeah. I'll bet you there's family friendly hand jobs. What's happened.
Hey. Sure,
one of the things on here, Hollywood Shoot for the Stars mini golf.
Ooh.
That's one of the attractions on here.
Well, it might be a little. It might be a little cold for Putt-Putt on New Year's.
No, it won't. It'll be amazing for Putt-Putt on New Year's.
They might not have them open.
Our happiness will keep us fucking warm.
This is in the featured section, by the way.
Featured? Dutch, I'm going to look up some Groupon deals in Branson.
There's probably going to be plenty.
I'm sure there is.
Let's just all make sure we have our own flasks when we go.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Wine bra. I'm getting the wine bra.
Yes.
Oh my God. You don't even know. I'm
so excited.
Buy the wine bra.
We will bring our binocular glasses.
Now, Dutch, I Googled Groupon in Branson, Missouri, and Google came back with why.
Oh. No, it did not.
No, it says right here for $15, we can see the magic comedy of Taylor Reed Fridays and Saturdays.
A magic comedian?
Yes. Magic comedians are the best kind. Let's see shows, local services, shopping, things to do.
Leave.
Up to 52% off Zombie 5K entry at Table Rock Zombie 5K. They have a Zombie 5K apparently there. They have admission for two at the Children to Promised Land Zoo. Admission to the
Children to Promised Land. What?
Zoo is what it's called. Yeah.
Are they children?
Look at that too. Yeah.
Are the children sheep? Are the animals the ones going to heaven, or is it the children that visit the animals?
While in Branson, be sure to check out the Promised Land Zoo, a top-rated animal attraction and the only zoo in Branson.
Dutch, we get it for $8. We get admission to the world's largest toy museum.
Woo!
All of us.
Because that's daytime entertainment.
We must.
The Vigilante Extreme Zip Rider.
What?
Get ready for the thrill of your life as you get ready to ride the Vigilante Extreme Zip Rider. This was designed to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Old Mill Theater at the Shepherd of the Hills Historic Homeland.
Now, at Branson, for $69, you get a concealed carry beginner pistol course. That's not bad.
A 230-foot ride. That's it?
Do you want to see the Harlem Globetrotters for $37?
Do I want to see what?
The Harlem Globetrotters for $37 in Branson.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like them.
Oh, is that the... Oh, that's the bra thing. Oh, what's you totally that? Have to get that.
Moss.
The wine bra.
Can we all get one?
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
Like, they're only like $20 on Amazon if you use the More Like Radio link at the bottom of the live chat. Ooh,
good job. Plug.
Bravo. Bravo.
Good plug. Oh, Dutch, to change topics here really quick, because I wanted to bring this up. Something we did do this weekend is we watched a new Vacation movie with Ed Helms.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, it's fucking hilarious.
Is it really?
Not sarcastic or anything. We went into it thinking, let's see how bad it is. I was laughing my balls off. Because first off, I love any movie that when they're meta at the beginning and they're like, they're talking about their vacation, but they're saying, I think this vacation is going to stand alone. I think it's going to be its own thing, and people shouldn't judge it based on the other vacation.
Right. So they're basically pointing out, okay.
We know what we're doing.
Yeah, like, we know we're redoing
but
the
dude,
Vegas
Ed Helms in that movie was fucking... I like Ed Helms in general, but that movie, definitely watch it. I laughed hard.
Yes.
Really hard.
And a lot.
And a lot. So if you get a chance,
and
watch it.
And it wasn't just because I was drinking wine.
Okay. Well, she was drinking wine, but it was very funny.
To get a chance, that's all you do.
And oh my god, Chevy Chase looks terrible now.
Oh, he's so bloated.
He kind of deserves it though. He's
yeah,
been
he was a piece
life.
Of shit from what I've heard.
His face is so fat.
Yeah, that Asian lady would immediately give him an EKG.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you gonna die now.
Oh, you die. You make too many National Lampoon movie.
You already dead.
I saw Fletch live. You don't.
You white like a ghost.
You know, I actually wanted to ask you guys because since I've been stranded at home at work or whatever, we were trying to figure out what's a new show I can watch because I'm going to be out of work for at least another couple of days.
What Last kind Man on Earth?
Well, we actually watched the opening of that. She hadn't seen the first season. By the way, was it just me or did they really skimp down on content and really boost up the amount of commercials they had?
I don't know. I don't watch
it
things
felt
like commercials.
Out of a half-hour episode, it felt like maybe 20 minutes of it was content.
E-Rock was telling us to watch Rick and Morty.
Some Rick and Morty. It's a cartoon. It's fucking hilarious. Yeah, that's what Chris Parnell was plugging when we had him on. It's very, very, it's very
Rick
good.
Rick and Morty.
And what else? Well, what kind of show? Like drama? Or what kind of?
Just any show, any type of like a serial show. I started watching The Sopranos. But
yeah, that's good.
Oh, you're going way back.
But that's like a billion.
That's my
episodes.
Point. That's how I'm grasping at the bottom of a barrel right now. I'm basically watching
how much,
shows that I've never
how much
watched.
Time do you got at home? How long are you?
Well, I'm supposed to be laid up for about at least 4 to 6 weeks, at least in this sling thing. I could probably go back to work probably sometime next week.
All right. So, okay, shows that I like off the top of my head that are on. Okay, how about this? I'll tell you ones that are on Netflix. So make your life easier. How
we
about
have
that? Do you have Netflix?
Yes,
we do.
Okay. Well, I figured you're white. Sherlock, the Sherlock show is very good.
Okay.
I would
the new one.
The new one, obviously, the new Sherlock
with
show
with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Bing Bongs, and let's see, what's some other? Damn, now you fucking comedy Bang Bang if you want to laugh. What other shows am I? Mitch,
oh yeah, I remember you telling me about
Mitch.
That.
You were watching that show, and I haven't seen it yet. The Last Ship, is that good?
Yeah, Last Ship, I like that one.
Yeah.
What's it about?
Basically, it's kind of like a virus outbreak type of thing. It kills a lot of people on the Earth, and there's one Navy ship that was trying to find a cure, and they were mostly unaffected by it. Now they're trying to save the world.
Eric showed us the first episode of the new season of The Walking Dead.
Oh, I remember.
How did you get a hold of that? Well, I don't know why. Of course, I know how you got that.
Dead or Fear of the Walking Dead?
No, The Walking Dead. The new season of the new Walking Dead. It was actually really good.
We taped Fear of the Walking Dead. Is anybody watching?
I haven't seen it yet.
My mom watched it. She was like, it was so slow, the first episode.
We're behind one episode. We haven't seen Sunday's episode yet. I will say, yes, it is a little bit slow. But to be fair, they're leading up into what happened, what kind of brought on the Walking Dead. They're not explaining why it happened or what it is yet, but it's kind of more of people's reaction. You're not immediately in the world of, okay, they're zombies and we need to fight them. It's like, okay, we don't know what the fuck is going on. Why are these people dying? Why are they?
Oh, showing. Okay, yeah, because basically, yeah, with the Walking Dead, you kind of just, you're launched into
it. Right in it. But
after the fact.
No, Fear of the Walking Dead is like day zero, shit starting to happen and nobody really
knows what it is.
Yet, so.
Okay, cool.
And it's only supposed to be like 6 episodes long for the first season, I think.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, so I mean that's a few of them.
I know. Okay, so speaking of Fear of the Walking Dead, the young chick in it, she's in a show on the CW called The 100.
I've heard about that. I heard it's really good.
That's where Seventh Heaven was from.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to make fun of it and give it a lot of shit, but it's actually a good show. There's some bullshit, you know, CW plot lines in it, but it's actually a fun show to watch.
It's cheesy CW at what you would expect, but it is really good.
Dutch, have you seen? Hilarious. I don't know. Remember we talked about it. Have you seen Black Mirror? African American Mirror. No, Black Mirror is the show that it's like Twilight Zone, but for the future, like in the near future. You know, where we talked about. It's 13 episodes, but each episode is completely separate from every. Like each episode's his own story, and it basically, like, you know, where this it was so good. Robert Downey Jr. bought one of the stories alone to make a movie on it. But it's basically where, like, in the future, you know, Facebook, you have implants in your head, like one episode, for example. So all of life is, you know, you could like blink and you could record stuff with your own vision. And it's creepy, like what technology will turn us into. It's actually really, really good.
You know, a show we just watched the other night with like the premiere of it was that Quantico show. It was about like all these new FBI recruits and whatever.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though.
It was good, and then it went Hollywood, and it lost me. And Kelsey got mad at me halfway through it because I was like, I kind of like just went, ugh. Oh, really? They went there with it? Come on. I mean, I understand they're trying to make like some kind of like a big, like, you know, bang with its pilot episode, but like midway through the episode, it was like, come on. You didn't have to. He has a Hollywood up that big. I mean, it's okay. And I guess the idea is they're going to keep flashing back from what happened 9 months ago to today. 9 months ago to today. And it keeps going back and forth. I get the gist of the show, but I don't know.
I haven't seen it yet, but everyone keeps telling me I should watch Mr. Robot. Yeah. It's supposed to be good. I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know if it's good or not, but
I know the name. I haven't heard anything about it.
Now, Saved by the Bell is on Netflix if you want to watch that, if you're bored.
NCIS New Orleans.
You know what? Joke about it. That show has the highest ratings out of any new show. Seriously.
I was on the radio this morning. They were talking about it. Tonight on ABC, NCIS. And after that, NCIS New Orleans.
And then CSI. And then NYPD Blue.
It's
and then
just more acronyms.
Yes.
You're just happy I'm going back to work tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for you to leave.
I would tell you to watch Doctor
Who.
I'm going to call you every 3 hours and tell you to take your pills.
When it was like day two when I was hurt or whatever, and she was like, how do you put stuff on? I kind of like, you know, I was in pain. I kind of stopped and looked at her. I was like, you're enjoying this, aren't you? She's like, oh my God, I've been waiting 9 months for you to need me.
Aww.
So.
Aww, she's going to break your collarbone again.
I think she might, dude. It's going to turn into a misery situation. Kathy Bates me.
When you're sleeping and all drugged up, I'm going to karate chop.
Please don't.
You need me.
I wouldn't put it past you to do that. You're that kind of weird.
You saw the Daredevil show, right, Dutch?
Oh, yeah, we watched the entire thing.
Okay, that's fucking great.
We loved it.
What's really his face? That. Shane is going to be Punisher in the second season.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Shane from The Walking Dead is playing Punisher, which is going to be pretty cool. He looks just like him, too, which is great.
Okay, so the same guys who did Daredevil are going to start doing like a serial type of thing?
No.
Like a full season with just one?
Daredevil, the Daredevil's main bad guy the second season is Punisher.
Oh, wait, I thought you meant that they were going to do a Punisher one. I thought it was going to be like a one-off. Like a Punisher.
Punisher is actually the bad guy for Daredevil in season two.
We love it.
Roy says Facebook. Read that. I'm sorry.
What is she reading? I don't know. I post a lot of things.
Well, post the picture in the chat room. People
know
what you're laughing at.
I don't know how to do that.
I'll do it.
I told you how to.
It's a picture that has a guy holding a girl very romantically, and it says, "Every girl wants to be swept off her feet. It's when you put her in the trunk that she starts to freak out."
That made me happy.
Yes.
Royce.
I'm such a ragamuffin.
Sorry. Continue.
I'm also a little upset because Eric was supposed to bring the first two episodes of the Flash series and he forgot. I really wanted to see those.
Yeah, that would have been sweet.
I'm sorry.
You're allowed. You're on pain meds.
You're on all the drugs.
I know, dude. I'm on all the meds.
Apparently, there's a new X. The X-Files is starting again.
I did hear about that. That's a Netflix thing, right?
I don't know. Is it? I have no idea. You might be right, Dutch. I really don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised. When does Game of Thrones and Walking Dead start up?
Game of Thrones starts in April. Game of Thrones starts in a couple weeks. I mean, not Game of Thrones starts in April.
Walking Dead is October 11th.
Yeah, and Walking Dead's October. Yeah.
Cool. So I have to wait that long for her.
Sherry puts all of these TV shows in her calendar so that she knows when they're starting up and when we can watch them.
I
don't want to forget. Otherwise, I would ask you every week.
And the first episode is really, really good of The Walking Dead. I mean, it's fucking fantastic. I liked it a lot.
Are you throwing Nagel under the bus by saying that he?
No, it's okay. There's nothing under the bus. It's fine.
Okay.
But it was very good.
I guess you probably had it watermarked, right?
Yeah, I can't do anything. I don't have it. I watch it with him. I don't have a copy of it or anything.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't do anything wrong.
Yet.
Yeah. But it was really, it was actually very good. I haven't seen Fear the Walking Dead yet. Only because I'm just afraid the market's going to get saturated with zombies.
Well, it happened with vampires not long ago.
Yeah, that's true. So. It'll never happen with superheroes, right, guys?
Right.
I haven't heard anything about it, but I've heard people say good things about Gotham.
I have not seen it. I don't want to. And here I'm telling you several reasons why. I don't like Gotham is doing what I used to like Smallville when it first came out, which was cool. Except for the fact with Gotham, all of Batman's villains are already introducing him now. So when Batman finally becomes Batman, his villains are going to be 70. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. Like, you can't have his villains showing up when Batman's 10. It doesn't work, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, and whatever. Maybe it's good. I don't know. But I tried to watch. I watched a few episodes of it, and I never, ever got into it.
Yeah, they were showing ads for it. It looks like that they're trying to market it like, oh no, this is dark. Like, you know.
No, like it is dark. Nolan I'm not
Batman I'm, movies. This is just as dark.
It is dark. I'm not saying it's not dark. It is dark.
It's African American.
It is African American, but it's not I don't know. I mean, maybe it's my fault for being a Batman purist, but it's like having a Batman show without a Batman is hard to do. You know? So, I don't know. Me personally didn't do much for me. I like The Flash a lot. That's very good, I think.
It's a lot easier to do a Flash show without a Batman than a Batman show without a Batman.
Yes, Marie, I understand that. Asshole.
You want me to tell you other superhero shows that are easier to do without a Batman?
No, I would prefer if you didn't.
Okay. Superman.
Sorry, I'm just still looking through brains and shit.
Wonder Woman.
Stop it.
Green Lantern.
Stop it.
Fantastic Four.
Stop.
Which, by the way, I heard they got a 2% on Rotten Tomatoes. Did we ever talk about this?
Yeah, the movie got fucking just lambasted.
Got destroyed.
But I heard it was terrible, too. It's not even, for any of the reasons, it's just a fucking bad movie.
Yeah. Yeah, they said the graphics were all right, but just whoever wrote the script needs to be killed.
Or given an award.
Okay, so do you want to watch a show that's going to hurt your brain and wonder why it still is a thing?
Sure.
Sure.
Watch The Strain.
Oh, God, I've seen the first season.
The first season, I liked it at first, and it just got weirder and more terrible.
Right.
And I have not seen the second season, but I just keep reading reviews on it, and it's just hilarious how terrible and how little of a shit they care anymore. So.
Western Echo says, Gotham equals Batman the Tiny Toon Years. Oh, I'm excited for American Horror Story. Thank you,
Oh,
Mom.
Yes, American Horror Story.
That's starting.
Super
American
awesome.
Horror Story is fucking amazing. I love that show.
Argo. Is this like some celebrity person going to be doing?
Lady Gaga.
Watch South Park.
South Park. Please watch South Park. Please watch just the two episodes. The first two episodes of the season is all you need to watch to make yourself happy. It's that good.
Okay. I'll do it tonight.
You have plenty of things to watch.
I don't have work tomorrow, so I'll do it tonight.
Yeah, so I would tell you to watch Doctor Who, but I know you're too hipster to watch it. So,
no, that's what hipsters do now is watch Doctor Who.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Nerds watch it. That's the difference.
Well, that's his point. It's like hip to be square now.
This is amazing, a great song by Huey Lewis.
Like really did predict the future.
Yes, he did, but that's because Huey Lewis was in music in Back to the Future, so he had an inside track.
Mm-hmm.
That's really easy.
Oh, God. Every time I hear one of those songs, I'm like, God, I need to go see him live because you guys gave such a glowing review.
For real. His concert, and he still sounds the same, but it was one of the best concerts. I mean, he was really good, fun. Like, the guy's still jumping around stage like he's 20. It's insane. And he apologizes for playing new material, which I really liked. He won me over.
He apologized
He was like, all right, I know you guys don't know this song. It's new. But if you pretend you love it, I'll play some more hits for you guys. I'm like, all right. We'll like your one song. It's fine. And it's a good way because, you know, it's a good way to get people on board when you're playing a song. Because no one likes to hear, like, you know, hey, we're going to go watch whatever fucking band. But we're going to play the whole new album hasn't been released yet. Look, hey, why don't you shut the fuck up? All right. Play the songs I know. I didn't come here to hear your new songs.
Yeah. Bands who don't get that, it's really obnoxious.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, apparently... Slash and Axl Rose are talking again.
Yeah, that's what I heard. If it was 20 years ago, I'd be super excited.
Yeah, guess who got them together?
You.
Limp Bizkit.
Okay,
well,
fine.
Frank Durst did anyways.
Then can I tell you this perfect segue? Rage Against the Machine's bassist apologizes for inspiring Limp Bizkit. This is real. This is hashtag not an onion story. When it comes to something like Limp Bizkit and regrettable new metal genre the band belonged to, someone should be held responsible. Our brief flirtation with the band's cover of Faith is now nothing more than a regrettable memory. But I for one refuse to refer to my daughter's pacifier as Nookie because it reminds me of this, and nothing involving a small helpless child should remind you of arguably one of the worst bands in the past 20 years. So this is what Rage Against the Machine's bassist Tim Comerford said. I do apologize for Limp Bizkit, Comerford said in an upcoming Rolling Stone interview. I really do. I feel really bad we inspired such bullshit. Limp Bizkit has frequently Limp Bizkit has frequently claimed Rage as an influence of theirs. At a New York show in 2014, yes, Limp Bizkit is still playing shows, a surprise to everyone. The band covered Rage's classic Killing in the Name. Oh, God, no!
I have to hear it.
It's
actually Killing in the Name of Nookie.
Limp Bizkit, Killing in the Name of. Oh my God! Please tell me. Oh God, no! Oh no!
I'm sure it's good.
Still wearing the red hat.
Are you ready to party?
Oh, he got fat. He looks like Ben Affleck now.
Let's get it on.
Was Clayton Carson?
Yeah, he came back. I gotta hear his voice. I gotta see if he's even close to that.
That's right.
We can now hear them playing in Branson, Missouri.
Branson, Missouri.
Some of those who work for it.
Ew.
All the same that run across. Some of those that work for it.
told the same thing to the voice.
I don't know. Someone knows that we're forcing. All the same thing we're crossing. Someone knows that we're forcing. Hammy says those guitar tones don't sound like shit at all.
The audience seems to enjoy it.
It's Brazil. What do you want? They're going to get kidnapped any second.
They love it. Now you do what they told you. Now you do what they told you. I mean, it's the hardest song in the world to play. His voice.
They just don't like his voice at all. You're right.
He's always been weird like that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
What outfit is he wearing? Like a Saw outfit?
I don't know, but his fucking homeless beard is out of this world.
Oh, ew. It's the voice. It's the voice I can't take.
Why is he wearing gloves?
Oh, good, in case he needs to catch a football, Odell Beckham style.
Oh, okay, that's fair. Because he looks like he can play football.
Yeah, you never know when you have that one, you know, backhand,
yeah,
two-finger grab type of catch. I don't want to go out on this song. It's going to make me mad.
No, we won't. We won't. Mad. Actually, you know what, Dutch? I got a song to go out on just because we talked about it.
He doesn't want
to
be mad.
Yeah!
This I'll go out on.
Yes! Yes!
Do you like Huey Lewis in the news?
All right, folks. We're getting to the end here because my painkillers are wearing off and I need one immediately. Kelsey, why are you better? You're not doing the bit? No? No? Okay. Royce, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I'm going to see the best dinner show in Branson, Missouri.
Damn it! Marie?
I'm better than you because my hit show Hippo Juice with Chris Pratt is making headline news.
I hate you. I fucking hate you.
Sherry?
I am better than you because I shot a 9-point book.
That's good.
You do have one. We don't get to do it now because you said no earlier. Mitch?
I am better than you because...
Yeah!
Please?
And I am better than you because I really wanted to get to the story about a laser razor, but we'll save it for
tomorrow.
So, all right, guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to listen to Hippo Juice tomorrow, 7 to 9 Eastern Metric Time.
Yes.
Here at MoreLikeRadio.com. She didn't want to do it.
She changed her mind. I want to know.
You want to know? Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I am better than you because I get to drug Dutch.
Okay. That's actually not bad.
Yay!
She's doing something we all wanted to do.
Yes. Don't forget to listen tomorrow, you guys. That's all. Hey, check up for updates. Branson or Bust, you're doing this year.
Yes, it's happening. Woo! All right, guys.
Updates weekly.
Very excited.
See you guys next week.